There's a rift in Congress over whether the country should export its glut of natural gas. A new report released by the U.S. Department of Energy is bolstering the hopes of those who want to see more exports. APRN's Peter Granitz reports.
The report shows that controlled exports of liquefied natural gas would add revenue to the U.S. economy. Fadel Gate is a senior energy analyst with Oppenheimer. He says exports would increase profits of domestic gas producers.
If it is managed well, I think it could be beneficial for the producer and will encourage more supply and also have room for reasonably priced natural gas in the U.S., competitive, if I might add, when compared to any other market in the world.
Gate says the report leaves some questions unanswered.
How long it will take to get this program going, how much is going to cost, is there going to be tax incentives, there's going to be what is the government's role is going to be.
The report does not examine Alaska's export potential. The state already exports some Cook Inlet gas to Japan, and any increased North Slope production would ship to Asia as well, though it would require a pipeline costing tens of billions of dollars to build. There is some skepticism on Capitol Hill about how exports would affect domestic prices, and the report is unlikely to quell some fears. Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden, who will chair the Senate Energy Committee come January, has been vocally skittish of exports, just the opposite of the top Republican on that committee, Senator Lisa Murkowski.
I think that that works to incent additional production, which is good for other sectors, whether it's the manufacturing sector. It's good for jobs. It's good for the balance of trade.
The report shows that large-scale exports could force prices up as much as 25%, but the prices would still be cheaper than 5 years ago. Senator Wyden's office issued a statement saying he'll continue to question the Department of Energy over whether exports will increase costs to industry that rely on domestic gas, industries like chemical manufacturers. The chemical industry is a major force in Louisiana, and so is the oil and gas industry. Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu says all industries would benefit from certainty.
It might be helpful for Congress to make a statement that, you know, natural gas export is in the best long-term interest of our country.
So far, only one terminal in the lower 48 has an export permit for LNG in Louisiana. Analysts are now speculating the Department of Energy may now rule on the dozen or so pending applications for new ones. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.